Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there, and there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. We'd like to continue in the messages that we've been preaching for some time now concerning the family. And we'd like to take our text once again from the book of Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Last Sunday morning, at the close of the message, we preached about the right place of the wife according to the Bible. And then, second point was the right place of the husband according to the Bible. And now this morning, we want to speak about the duties of the husband and wife toward the children. I want you to think today that today in most homes, the parents have largely lost control of their homes. Moms and dads are busy, busy, busy. They're working sometimes more than one job apiece. And oftentimes the family and the home comes in second, third, or perhaps even fourth place. Sometimes today the priorities of families is not to have a good family or not to train the children, but rather to gain material possessions. Sometimes the pride today is placed in what we own, not in what we are, or the accomplishments of our family and our children. This thing I know, that there's only so many hours in the day, and I know that there's energies that's taken up with work. But oftentimes when husbands and wives get home from work, they're so tired, they have little time for each other or for their children. There's meals to prepare, there's the house to clean, there's clothes to wash, and there's bills to pay. No wonder folks are feeling more and more stressed out. You see, this is what's happening in our society today. And yet, there's some things that we ought to keep in mind that the Bible hasn't changed. Remember what the scripture said there in the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." This is what's happening today in our society. As husbands and wives are busy, 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 they don't take time to read the Word of God. They don't take time to pray to the Lord God. They don't take time to meditate on the Word of God. There are so many things that occupy their minds, so many things that occupy their time, that they do not take time for the Word of God. But I want you to read this with me, please. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and verse 4, here is what God said to the nation of Israel and all the people of the Israelites. They needed to heed this vast warning from God, just as you and I need to listen to what God is saying. Now listen, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, the Bible said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Now listen to this, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Now listen to this, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou liest up." Riseth up. You know, what the Bible is telling us here is that we need to put God before everything else. I know today that we're living in busy times. I know today that this is just the way it seems our lifestyle is, but if we forget God and if we reject His ways, God said, "I'm going to reject you because you've rejected me, and I'm going to forget thy children." And this is what's happening today in the United States of America, because the Word of God has been disregarded. It's not been read. It's not been heeded. It's not been adhered to. The Bible gives us good instructions concerning our children. First of all, we must love the Lord our God with all of our heart before we can ever give it to anybody else. We've got to love God first ourselves. We've got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in salvation and true service before we can ever teach anybody else. We've got to be able to know how to pray to God ourselves before we can teach somebody else how to pray. And so before we can even raise our children and put in their minds the precepts of God's Word, we've got to have those precepts in our heart. And only God can put that precept in our heart, and only God can put that precept in the heart of our children. But notice another scripture, the book of Proverbs 22 and verse 6. The Bible said, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." We have had a generation of young people who grew up without the principles of their parents. I was a part of that generation. I know what I'm talking about in that respect. But this word "train" means to instruct diligently. It's a military term, and it describes the servants of Abraham as they were trained men in his own house. The Bible said we ought to train up our children. We ought to instruct them. We ought to impart unto them the principles of the Word of God. Notice the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. The Bible said here, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." There's three things I want to notice in this passage this morning. Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Notice the third word of this verse is fathers. Let me read it to you again. "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." The first point is this. It is the duty of fathers to raise their children. Let me say that again, just so you can get it. It is the duty of fathers to raise their children. The duty of the mother is to be a help meet or a help suitable to the dad. That's what the Bible said. I believe there's a lot of trouble today in families because many, many fathers have left the raising and the care of the children to the mothers. Mothers have simply become overcome by all the work involved, work where the father will not help. Fathers have been taught by our culture that it is their nature to simply spread their seed and do little or nothing to raise their children. It's a terrible thing. But the Bible says that it's the father's duty to bring those children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Just a little side track right here. I believe that it is the desire of every child to have a dad that they can look up to, love, honor, and respect. And when that is missing, there's something missing in the life of the child. Think about that. Of all the children that are just wanting a dad, someone to be there for them, to protect them, to guide them, to lead them, sometimes a dad to say, no, you can't do that. To be strong in the Lord and yet be very, very fair. Point number two, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, the Bible said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. The word nurture here actually means education or training. So it's the dad's duty to be able to train their own children in the ways of God. It is the dad's duty to instruct their children. And the word there is nurture. It's not like you're just giving them food. A lot of dads believe that once they've given the kids food and a place to live, he's done his duty. But that's not so. Because every child has a mind that must be instructed in holiness and righteousness and truth. And that's dad's job, is to teach that to the children. But notice another word in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, and that's the word admonition. Let me read the verse again. Ephesians 6 and verse 4 states, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word admonition here means calling attention to. That is a mild rebuke or a warning. So what's the dad supposed to be doing? He's supposed to bring that child up. The dad is supposed to instruct diligently that child in the ways of God. But listen, if dad doesn't have it in his heart, he cannot give it to his children. That's why the book of Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4 through 7 teaches us that we need to have the Word of God in us so we can give it to our children. It's so important that moms and dads be saved by the grace of Almighty God. And listen, that moms and dads go to church. They go to church faithfully. They read their Bibles. It's not a sissy thing for a man to sit and read his Bible. It's not a sissy thing for a man to pray or to lead his family in prayer. The world says that. The world says it's a sissy thing. But God said that is being a man. So think about that. It is the dad's duty to raise those children, and mom is supposed to be there to be a help and a guide. There's a lot of things that's wrong in families today, but listen, all of those things could be clarified by just doing one thing. That is seeking the very face of God. And you will never seek the face of God without reading His Bible, standing by it, and doing what God says you ought to do. Before we close out the message this morning, we want to emphasize once again the importance of you doing what God tells you to do. We only have a short time to live upon this earth, and then we're going to spend our eternity with the Lord. Or we're going to live the way we desire to live down here upon this earth, and we're going to spend our eternity in hell. Where are you going to spend that time? Beginning right now, if you want to serve God in spirit and in truth, we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and dedicate yourself to serving God, because God is all in all, and we desire that you might be right before God, knowing that one of these days, the life that we know it is going to come to a close. But life, as God has determined that it be pleasing unto Him and be right with Him. Today, if you're lost, we urge you to trust Christ that you might be saved. And if you're already saved, that you might dedicate the time you have remaining unto God. We pray for you, and we do all that we can to help you. Thank you for listening to this radio broadcast.